Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of podcast Sustainable Environment. When we are thinking about environmental sustainability, one term which comes to our mind is green economy or green technology. So today let us discuss about green economy and green technology. Let us understand what is it and what are the benefits of it. Green economics is a methodology of economics that supports the harmonious interaction between human and nature and attempts to meet the needs of both simultaneously. Green economic theories encompass a wide range of ideas, all dealing with interconnected relationship between people and the environment. Green economists assert that the basis for all economic decisions should be in the some way tied to the ecosystem, and that natural capital and ecological service have economic value. A green economy is defined as low carbon, resource efficient and socially inclusive. In green economy, growth in employment and income are driven by public and private investment into such economic activities, infrastructure and asset that allow reduces carbon emissions and pollution, enhanced energy and resource efficiency, and prevention of the loss of biodiversity and ecosystem services. These green investments need to be enabled and supported through targeted public expenditure, policy reforms, and changes in taxation and regulation. UN Environment promotes a development path that understands natural capital as a critical economic asset, a source of public benefits, especially for poor people whose livelihood depends on the natural resources. The notion of green economy does not replace sustainable development, but create a new focus on the economy, investment, capital and infrastructure, employment and skill, and positive social and environmental outcomes across Asia and Pacific. A green economy can be thought of an alternative vision for growth and development, one that can generate growth and improvements in people's lives in ways consistent with sustainable development. A green economy promotes a triple bottom line: sustaining and advancing economic, environment and social well-being. The prevailing economic growth model is focused on increasing GDP above all other goals. While this system has improved incomes and reduced poverty for hundreds of millions, it comes with a significant and potentially irreversible social, environmental, and economic cost. Poverty persists for as many as 2.5 billion people, and the natural wealth of planet is rapidly being drawn down. In a recent global assessment, approximately 60% of the world's ecosystem services were found to be degraded or used unsustainably. The gap between the rich and poor is also increasing between 1990 and 2005. In inequality, rose is more than 2/3 of countries. This persistence of poverty and degradation of the environment can be traced to a series of market and institutional failures that make the prevailing economic model far less effective than it otherwise would be advancing sustainable development goals. These market and institutional failures are well known to the economist, but a little progress has been made to address them. For example, there are not a sufficient mechanism to ensure that polluters pay the full cost of the pollution. There are missing markets,
meaning that the market do not systematically account for the inherent value of service provided by the nature, like water, filtration or coastal protection. A market economy alone cannot provide public goods like efficient electricity goods, sanitization or public transportation. And economic policy is often shaped by those who wield power, right, with strong vested interests, and rarely they capture the voice and perspective of those most at risk. We all know that. The green economy attempts to remedy these problems through a variety of industrial reforms and regulatory, tax and expenditure-based economic policies and the tools. In many ways, green economy objectives simply support those already articulated for the broader goal of sustainable development. But this new framing responds to two recent developments. First, there is a deeper appreciation today by many governments, companies, civil society and the public that we're reaching planetary limits, not just in terms of greenhouse gases emissions, but also in our use of water, land, forest and other natural resources. The environmental and social cost of our current economic model are become more and more apparent. The transition to a green economy has a long way to go, but several countries are demonstrating leadership by adopting national green growth or low carbon economic strategies. And there are many examples for successful large scale programs that increase growth or productivity and do so in a sustainable manner. Let us see some examples. The Republic of Korea has adopted a nation strategy and a 5-year plan for green growth for the period 2019 to 2030, allocating 2% of its gross domestic product to investment in several green sectors such as renewable energy, energy efficiency, clean technology, and water. The government has also launched the Global Green Growth Institute, which aims to help countries, especially development countries, develop green growth strategies. Businesses are increasingly leading progress towards a green economy. For example, the carpet company Interface Floor in improving its competitive positioning in the normally petroleum-intensive industry by focusing on how sustainability can enhance its business model. The company is working towards a closed-loop system, meaning that its waste products are also its manufacturing inputs. Its company culture reinforces its goal. When employees know they are making a difference in the world, they tend to work harder and be better at their jobs, making the enterprise more productive. Interface's CEO, Ray Anderson, has said, "If we can do it, anyone can. And if anyone can, everyone can." So correct, right? Some countries feel that they are lacking in green technology. Now, how and therefore will be at the competitive disadvantages in the race for future markets. Other feels that green economy is a pretense for rich countries to erect green trade barriers on developing the country's exports. These are all legitimate concerns that deserve attention. Ultimately, a hard-nosed economic analysis should inform decisions on what policies and investment to promote today. When the full cost of benefits over time are taken into account, however, many green economy solutions will be seen as more attractive. Nevertheless, there will be still be difficult choices and trade-offs. For example, should India aggressively promote grid-connected, relatively expensive solar power when hundreds of millions in the country still have no access to electricity? This is a good question, actually. And even when the green economy solutions make economic sense, they may be politically challenging. The transition to green economy will not be easy. The principal change is how we move towards the economic system that will benefit more people over the long run. Transitioning to green economy will require a fundamental shift in thinking about growth and development, production of goods, services, and consumer habits. This transition will not happen solely because of better information on impacts, risk, or good economic analysis. Ultimately, it is about politics and changing the political economy, how big decisions are made. The problem is vested interested. Those who benefit from the status are either overrepresented in or have greater access to the institutions that manage natural resources and protect the environment. US climate legislation, for example, was defeated into the small part by resistance from fossil fuel-based energy advocates. How can we create more level policy-making playing field? Increase of public awareness and the case for change. Greater visibility on the need for their transition can motivate voters and consumers, not just because of the cost, but also the economic benefits generated by green economy, such as new jobs and new markets. People will not adopt policies because they are green. They will do so when they believe in their interest, promote new indicators that complement GDP. Planning agencies and finance ministers should adopt more diverse and represent self-economic indicators that are focused less exclusively on growth track, the place that progress development. Ultimately, widespread transition of green economy will depend on whether or not long-term public interest is reflected today economic policies. Broadly speaking, supporters of the branch of economists are concerned with the health of natural environment and believe that actions should be taken by protect nature and encourage the positive coexistence of both human and nature. Now let us see what is green technology is. The term technology refers to application of knowledge for practical purposes. The field of green technology encompasses a continuously evolving group of methods and materials, from techniques for generating energy to non-toxic cleaning products. The present expectation is that this field will bring innovation and changes in daily life. Similar magnitude to the information technology explosion over the last two decades. In these early stages, it is impossible to predict what green technology may eventually encompass. The goals that inform development in this rapidly growth field include sustainability, means meeting the needs of society in which that can continue indefinitely into the future without damaging or depleting the natural resources. That is very important, right? In short, meeting the present needs without compromising the ability of future generation to meet their own needs. Then design, ending the cradle to grave cycle manufactured products by creating products that can be fully reclaimed or reused. Source reduction is the other one. Reducing waste and pollution by changing pattern of production and consumption. Innovation is the other one. Innovation means developing alternative technologies, whether the fossil fuel or chemical intensive agriculture, that have been demonstrated to damage health and the environment. Viability, creating a center of economic activity around technologies and products that benefits the environment, speeding their implementation and creating new careers that truly protect the planet. There are certain examples of green technology subject areas given. They are the energy. Perhaps the most urgent issue for the green technology, this includes the development of alternative fuels, new means of generating energy and energy efficiency. Then the green building, of course. Green building encompasses everything from the choice of building materials to where a building is located. Environmentally preferred purchasing also important for green technology. This government innovations involve the search for products whose contents and the methods of the production have the smallest possible impact on the environment, and madness that these be the preferred products for government purchasing. Green chemistry is innovation, design, application of chemical products and processes to reduce, to eliminate the use and degeneration of hazardous substances. Green nanotechnology involves the manipulation of material that scale of a nanometer. Some scientists believe that mastery of this subject is forthcoming, that will transform the way that everything in the world is manufactured. Green nanotechnology is application of green chemistry and green engineering principle to the field. Our green future in the 21st century has been called the century of environment. Governments and individual citizens can no longer assume that social challenges such as pollution, dwindling natural resources and climate change can be a set aside for the future generation. That is actually a great thing, right? Though the policy, research, education, incentives and forward-looking relationship with industry, government can play a central role in building a green future community by community. The prospects of success have never been greater. A dawning era of creativity and innovation in the green technology is bringing the promise of a healthier planet, as well as the prospects growing business that can sustain its health. The excitement building around this sector is reminiscent of early years of this information technology revolution. Global warming is a reality. It is a growing problem, upsetting governments and society in general, and is endangering health and the environment. One of the ways to fight against the global warming is by means of so-called green technology. Green technologies that are very environmental friendly. Let us see how. In the field of wastewater treatment, there are a few technological developments, but the existing ones are important. Key developments include membrane filtration, microbial fuel cells, nanotechnology, development of biological treatments, and natural treatment systems such as wetlands. All these processes are used to make water drinkable or significantly reduce the presence of pollutants from what is discharged into the sea and rivers. Elimination of industrial emissions is also important. As experts in the treatment emission, the management of air pollutants in the industries can significantly reduce the greenhouse effect. As we have discussed in the last podcast, methane, carbon dioxide are the substances that harm to the environment, right? So industries such as the chemical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, automotive, and must eliminate their emission as so not cause a serious environmental damage. So our technology is oriented to create custom solution for each company. Recycling and waste management. The increase is household of industrial waste has been disproportionate. Managing solid waste is the commitment of companies as well as individuals, right? So outstanding technologies such as smart containers, automated food waste tracking system and automated optical scanning technology can help sort mixed plastic by separating them from the others. Self-sufficient buildings. Self-sufficient buildings are those construction that are able to function by themselves, by generating energy without need of an external contribution. That is really great and amazing, right? One way to achieve the greater production with the same surface of photovoltaic panels is to incorporate intelligent solar tracking system, thus obtain the optimal use of radiation. The non-as ecological vehicles, they are so called because they does not negatively influence the environment and contributes the reducing the presence of polluting gases in the atmosphere. That is also great, right? The installation of vertical garden in building also helps save energy and brings many benefits to the environment. Vertical gardens do not watering routines that involve unnecessary use of water, and because they are installed along a wall, they reduce the intense hearing pollution that comes from outside and even that one that you can generate. Moreover, it helps isolate the high temperature that are presented by climate change, resulting the significant saving in energy, heating and air conditioning. So the power of positive green thinking, right? The green technology is really, really amazing. So let's make use of it, or let's use it. Thank you.